Luke 2, verse 20. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, and as it had been told to them. May God bless the reading of His Word. You may be seated.
Roy asked me this week where I was going to be going in series in the next coming weeks. Well, I would have you know that next week, in the next couple of 3 weeks, we will finish Matthew 24. And then we're going to be preaching on the series of What's Gone Wrong? What's Gone Wrong? And that will be a series on some of the things that are happening in our country and how the Lord can give us strength and perspective and show us the things that we should be doing because of those things happening. And also a subtitle for this series is, Where Has the Cross Gone? Where has the cross gone? I think you will find it very interesting as we look and see what's been happening, and especially what does this have to do with it about the cross. I think you'll see the correlation as we get into that area. Before there were clocks, the Chinese used a unique method for telling time. They would get a rope with 24 precisely tied knots. They would burn that rope, and as each cord burned from one knot to the next, it indicated that 1 hour had passed. Every morning, they had to ignite a new rope and new knots put in that rope, and the people would see the charred remains of the previous day's rope, and as they looked at it, it reminded them that time passed as ashes and could never be reclaimed. You cannot reclaim a burnt rope. All you have is the fragments of it. And I ask you today, as we look upon a new year, are you trying to reclaim yesterday's ashes? Are you stuck in the past? Or as much as we may want to relive moments from the past, or wish for things to be the way they used to be, time passes and things change around us. I know you can go back in time and find some moment that you would love to have relived. It was the most special moment of your life. It might have been a church moment. It might have been a moment outside the church, but somewhere something happened that you just sure wish you could relive. Well, folks, as much as I'd like to say we could do that, we can't. Maybe we can relive it in our minds, but the actual redoing of it, we cannot do. For time passes and things change all around us. Whatever happened in 2011, whatever great moments we enjoyed at this church and in our lives, they're gone. They're behind us. It's a new year. When we are unable to let go of the past, then we have trouble focusing on accomplishing things in the present and the future. So we have to let go of the past. Now, I know the passage that Junior just read to you, you probably thought, well, the preacher picked the wrong passage for New Year's. Well, I don't think so. It is a Christmas passage. It is related to the Christmas story. But I want to tell you of some people who no longer relive their past, but became new creatures, new human beings with a new focus, with a new direction in their life and what they did. Remember the shepherds? The lowest people on earth, humble, people made fun of them, not able even to be as witnesses on a court trial they were thought so low of. Probably their pay wasn't the best in the world, and it was a dangerous job, dangerous in facing the wolves and all the things that attack sheep, going after the sheep if they got lost. It was a very difficult job, but they did their job, and most of them did it well. But we remember on a particular evening as they were out keeping watch over their flock by night, something happened. An angel appeared to them and told them a Savior had been born. And he told them this was to be the Prince of Peace, one that would bring peace to the world, not the kind of peace that I told you earlier that the world looks at, but peace in our hearts. And this Savior was going to bring peace in the hearts of all his people. And we also told you when it said a multitude of the angels glorifying and praising God said this, we have been told by some religious scholars that this meant that God got every angel that he had in service to announce this news to these shepherds and to sing it out or shout it out in glory to them. Now what happened? The shepherds heard. They saw. They left their sheep in danger surely of losing their job. And once you got a bad record as a shepherd, you didn't get another job as a shepherd. But they left all that after they had heard and seen and took off to see what was going on. It was that kind of moment, a life-changing moment for them when this happened to them. Now, I reminded you earlier, this had to be a frightening moment. How would you feel if you were sitting outside tonight and the sky lit up with angels all around making that kind of announcement? So in a perfect conjunction of heaven and earth, God came to earth. He connected two of his eternal purposes. Now years later, Jesus would tell us in so many different ways that he had come to the world as a light. He would also come to say, I have come that they might have life and have it to the fullness. He would also say, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Now it happened that these shepherds, after they went and had seen these things that had come to pass, they did not go back to their old jobs. They went back to praising and glorifying God for the things they had seen and heard, which was just as they had been told. In other words, what they had heard about, they saw. And they saw that it was a true message. And they obeyed God and went to glorify and praise God as new creatures in Christ after this confrontation with God and with the Jesus Christ being born. Now, I want to ask you some things for the coming year that you could consider you doing. I'm trying to drown that bug in my throat. Would first of all, you be as obedient as the shepherds were? Would you go and tell like they did? Would you do it with the commitment that they did of leaving their job, probably in facing the loss of that job? Would you go and leave this place glorifying and praising God for all you had seen and heard? And I think we can promote that a little bit and move it up to worship. As you worship Christ here at Bethlehem, do you leave glorifying and praising God for all you have seen and heard? For see, the service of the Lord, as I have told you so many times, it doesn't begin here. It begins when we open the doors and go outside and face the world. That's where our real service comes. Sure, you are of service to the Lord in church, but much more in service to the Lord when you open those doors and go outside to the world where the world is lost. Much of it, over half of it, and needs to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think another thing that must be asked, would you go as excited as they were? They were excited. I mean, it's built in that verse. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. They left excited. They didn't leave the same way they came. When they saw that all this was true, they left excited. They couldn't wait to get out to praise and glorify God for what He had done. Can people tell you are excited about your relationship with the Lord as you go out into the world to serve Him? So these people, these humble people, these people that were thought very lowly of, left glorifying and praising God as new creatures because of what God had told them, what they had seen, what they had heard, and knew without any doubt it was the truth. Now, if we can do these things, be obedient, glorify and praise God, be excited, and leave here in the same condition as the shepherds left that scene, we're going to have new kinds of people, new creatures. For you see, when the Bible says you're a new creation, it says there that Greek means a new creation. You are a new species of being. In other words, your past is gone. You are a new creature, and you're serving the Lord excited, obedient, and on fire for Him. And so I ask you this year, would you adopt these things as your New Year's resolutions? I know we have a lot of New Year's resolutions. Always it seems like one of them is we're going to back away from the table. That's one of them. We're going to try to quit these bad habits. And, you know, we try, but when we find out we can't do it, we go back to the old path. I'm asking you to consider these resolutions as you go through these things in the coming year for your resolutions. When you seek, or rather when you sense that there's dirtiness in your life, an area in your life that needs improvement, an area where you're not serving God, an area where it seems that Satan is glorified more than God, would you focus on the purity of Christ? Resolution number one. Number two, when you feel weak and worn out and weary, would you lean on the power of Christ? That's what I'm doing today, and only on His power. Would you do that when you have those moments of weakness and no strength? Lean on the power of Christ. When you are ill, would you remember first to turn to the one who is called the great physician? For He is able to do what no other doctor can do. He is able at times to give you the strength that they couldn't give you. At times He heals our diseases. At times He gives us new hope. At times He gives us strength for the battle. But He is, don't forget, the great physician. When you are confused, and that happens to me a lot, would you turn to His words to get a bearing on life? A bearing on life, turn to His words, in His word. When you have been damaged, would you remember that He said He would not break a bruised reed nor snuff out a smoldering wick? He knows what you're going through. He knows your damages, and He is able to repair. When you know you have sinned, then would you remember His forgiveness? Would you remember His great sacrifice? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you confess your sins, He's ready and able and willing to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness and toss your sins into the sea of forgetfulness. When you are wayward, if it seems like you don't have any direction in life, would you remember that Jesus Himself called Himself the way? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through Me. And when you have been lied to, remember that He called Himself the truth. He is the truth. And don't forget that when you're searching for what is the truth in this world. And you know, of all people, I feel for our teenagers. They have all things blasted at them in school and in college many times that could cause them to be wayward or confused. Remember, you can keep your eyes on Jesus, for He is the truth. And finally, when you are at the energy level marked empty and the enthusiasm level marked almost empty, remember that he called himself the life, the life. And when you want life and want it more abundantly, remember that Jesus said, I have come to give you that life and to give you that life more abundantly. Those are some New Year's resolutions that I encourage you to take this year and walk with them each day. It will make our church a better place. It will make the world a better place because we are living in very dangerous times. Do that and put all your faith and trust in the one who said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Christ, for humbling yourself and taking the form of man, Emmanuel, as you were called. Thank you for pushing back the darkness of this world, the darkness of my life. Thank you for fully living before us so that we can see just how much life we can have. And please let us live the next 52 weeks of this year in the light of your ongoing presence and power in this world. And then let us celebrate Christmas again with great joy as it returns again in the coming year. In Jesus Christ's name we'll pray. Amen. Our hymn of preparation for communion is His Name is Wonderful 101. And as